Stone & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5. The game streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Live from the Hillside Medical Game Studios, Caroline Fenton is here today. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, how we doing?
Outstanding. Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
So the NHL draft is today, which we'll get to that in a second. TD will be here in the next hour. And we got a lot of Philip Forsberg stuff to get to. So let's start with this. First off, the NHL draft tonight, the NHL draft's weird. Like the baseball draft, you go through the different ones. The NFL draft and the NBA draft, like those are franchise-altering nights that all happen. You know, you pick this guy fourth instead of fifth, and it's like, oh, my God, they picked the point guard instead of the center. And what's it mean for the future of the 76ers? And when I say future, I mean like immediate future.
Like next year.
Of the 76ers. The NFL draft, we all know about that. Yeah, I mean, you're picking quarterbacks, you're picking whatever, that we all know.
And they're starting next year.
The Major League Baseball draft, not only do none of those players play right away, like, it is not a speck on the rear end of sports information. I think the baseball draft is next week. It might
it's
be this week.
July 17th or the 19th.
So that would be next week?
Next week.
So, I mean, that shows you, or no, 2 weeks. That shows you
next
how.
Next Sunday through Tuesday.
Yeah, like, who cares? And the NHL draft's a little different. Like, none of these players play, but there's so much drama that goes down between trades. And P.K. Subban got traded. That was at the draft when the Predators traded him so that they could go out and sign Matt Duchene. And all of that stuff. And I think there could be a lot of drama surrounding the Predators. And that's what I want to start on today. Because this is, I think, getting down to kind of the season finale of the filler of the Philip Forsberg contract bullcrappery that we've had. Because it's just been so much talk. I mean, it's you go to training camp. This time last year was when they dealt Ryan Ellis and Victor Arvidsson. And it was kind of like, okay, then they can negotiate with Ekholm and Forsberg. Then training camp opened, and Ekholm signed a deal. Forsberg was like, I think I should play out the season. Then there was all the talk about, should they trade Forsberg? Now Forsberg's hurt. Should they not trade Forsberg? Then Forsberg was playing well. Then there was a report that they were trying to trade Forsberg. Then they said they were trying to sign Forsberg. Then they didn't trade Forsberg. Then they didn't win. The price kept going up when he scored 40 goals. Everybody was keeping like a daily Philip Forsberg contract meter. And then Forsberg leaves after the playoffs, and you hear a little speckle here and a little speckle there. And so on and so forth. And now it's coming to a head. You know, this has been a year-long trudge to this point. And I think we are approaching kind of the final countdown here. It is the nitty-gritty on Philip Forsberg. Now, the money, the numbers, we'll get into that in a second. And kind of the overall consensus here. So I want to start on this, which is, as far as Forsberg is concerned, with what the insiders are saying on the latest news. Darren Dreger, TSN. Philip Forsberg's agent, J.P. Barry, this was 2 hours ago. Mm-hmm. Philip Forsberg's agent, J.P. Barry, met with Predators management this morning in Montreal. No resolution. Discussions will continue. Well, where do you think that came from? The agent, Pierre LeBrun, on the from The Athletic and TSN, put out there earlier in regards to Forsberg, saying that the Preds are still in the low eights. Player is in the high eights. Seems plausible that this stalemate could end if the Predators were willing to move to 8.5 AAV. Now, I'll say this. I was told they've already offered above low eights. I was told that last Tuesday. Like, definitively, that they have already offered above low eights. Well, we said that low eights was 8.1, 8.2, 8.3. Mm-hmm. Now, 8.4 is a little iffy. 8.5 is not low eights. It's not low eights. So Pierre is saying the Preds are still in the low eights, Forsberg's in the high eights, and it sounds like Pierre is, and I think this is from the agent, kind of saying if the Predators go to 8.5 per year over 8 years, David Poile said yesterday they've already gone full no-move clause, that if they do that, then that could get the deal done. And so I want to start with this for me, because the experts are saying that, you know, that they're discussing, but they're not there, but they're not there. But everybody's talking. David Poile talked, and J.P. Barry's been talking. And while he's not as on the record as David Poile is, you know, we know a lot of reports that are coming out are coming from him. And I think for me, the way I look at it is, if I'm the Predators, I am starting to tell J.P. Barry, like, this is our final offer. Like, I am getting to that point because I think Philip Forsberg needs to smell the coffee. He has scored 40 goals one time. He is not David Pastrnak, who scores 40 goals every year. He is not Sidney Crosby. He is not Connor McDavid. He is not even Leon Draisaitl. He's made one All-Star team, and he has scored 40 goals once. He has played in one cup final. That's it. Like, it's not like Philip Forsberg is headed to the Hall of Fame, because as of right now, he's not. So if the Nashville Predators are going to offer you the maximum of 8 years, and the difference here is 8.4 or 8.5, and they've already offered you a full no move, which Poyle said yesterday, I guess they're going to give him. If that's where we are now, then either take the deal or go to free agency. But this idea of, and I talked about Freddie Freeman all last week, but at some point, you got to look at the player and say, man, you do not own the organization. The Predators do not need to give Philip Forsberg the Deshaun Watson contract. He's just not that good. He's just not that important. And so what's happening here is I think the sides are getting so dug in that the Predators look at 8.4. I did the math today. 8.4 over 8 years is 9.4 over 7 years.
I don't think he's going to get 9.4 on the open market.
Even if he does, it's 9.4 somewhere else, probably without a full no move, probably not in a tax-free state. So if you want to do that, like if you want to do that, go do it. Freddie Freeman wanted 6 years, and the Braves were not willing to pay it. In the end, he got 6 years, 160 from the Dodgers. 50 of it was deferred, which means it's not as much money because you get it paid after time. Mm. That's important because when you factor in the California taxes and everything else, the 140 that the Braves were offering, it was basically the same. And so you're going to be that upset over taking a different contract because you were so dug in that you wanted 6 years no matter what, or that because your agent said, these are our final offers, take it or leave it, and then you sign a deal that is really not even that much better, and then you're so upset about it 5-6 months later, because that's what that situation was. And if I'm the Predators, I'm looking at Forsberg and I'm saying, dude, that's going to be you. You signed for the big money somewhere else. Somebody might give him $9.4 million. I don't know. I heard Elliot on the midday show today. Elliot was talking about the potential of Seattle or Philadelphia going and having the money to be able to pay Forsberg. Okay, go enjoy Philadelphia, because A.J. Brown's going to learn really quickly that Philadelphia and Nashville are not the same. So you go do that. Knock yourself out. I'm getting to the point here, and I'm not saying that I'm one side or the other, because I, as I tweeted out this morning, think David Poyle has handled this negotiation from the start for a year as almost horrifically as you possibly could. The idea this time last year when free agency opened and they were eligible to sign Forsberg to an extension, if you had told me that it was going to cost you $8.5 million over 8 years and a full no move, I'd have said, send the guy out of here. Ship him out. Get something else. But it's so there's such a desire to bring him back, and it's been so talked about. And even though I don't think there are any repercussions if David Poyle screws anything up, because he's already screwed everything up and there are no repercussions, I'm just like, you can't just give the farm to this guy. He's not Roman Yossi. You can't do it. So I think what's happening is I think everybody keeps digging around, looking. I think the sides are dug in. I don't think their gap is that far. And I think both sides know at the end of the day, they're going to cave. They're just hoping that the other side caves first. So all the news today, I think, points to an obvious return of Philip Forsberg. But I'm getting to the point here with all the drama and all the talk, and the talk is coming from the agent, and all the talk, they're low eights, we're high eights, Pierre saying, I think 8.5 could get it done, wink, wink. I mean, I bought a home one time, and the real estate agent, I told the real estate agent how much money I wanted to spend, and the real estate agent was like, I think a little bit more could probably get it done. And I could tell, and I love my realtor, but I could tell that it was like, I think he's already talked to their people. And I think that they know that if this is...
Wink, wink, nudge.
I didn't get a wink or a nudge, but I kind of knew. And that is what's going on here. But I'm sorry, if you're the Predators and you think, you know what, we've offered $8.4 million, we've offered a full no-move clause. While on one hand, I'd say, what's the difference of a couple hundred thousand dollars? You know what? You offer the full no-move clause. Go get that somewhere else. Go get that contract somewhere else. You know what? And if you want to do it, do it. Because then you really don't want to be here. If it's all about the money, that's fine. Then you really don't want to be here. But it can't be all about the money. So then if it's not about the money, then it would be about the no-move clause. But it's not about the no-move clause because they've offered the no-move clause. So if it's not the money and it's not the no-move clause, then you just don't want to be here. And if you just don't want to be here, then just go.
But I don't think that's the case. I don't think Philip Forsberg doesn't want to be here. I think he very much so does want to be here.
So then why is the deal not done?
I think that it is the difference between just a couple hundred thousand dollars and each side is just waiting for the other one to cave.
And you know what?
I don't think that this deal isn't not going to get done because Philip Forsberg wants 8.7 and the Predators are willing to offer 8.4.
Which side should cave?
If the Predators are offering a full no move, I look at Forsberg and say, okay, no, your move. Because we gave you something. No, you have to give us something.
I agree. I think Forsberg's the one that has to cave. I think if this is where we are, and again, the term low eights, that can be so misleading.
I see that as 8 to 8.3.
So if the Predators are offering 8.4. Now, the midday show kept saying 8.25, which made me think that maybe that is the number. But at the same time, I'm just telling you, what I was told last week was that they'd already offered more than that. Now, maybe that was before the trade protection, but I was told last week trade protection wasn't going to be an issue. So that's just what I heard. So, I mean, I think this deal's getting done. I think that this is, like, take your favorite television show, and they say, you know, on the season finale, it all comes down to this. But you kind of know that in the end, the guy and the girl are going to get together.
The most dramatic season yet.
That's what I think is going to happen here. Is I ultimately think Forsberg will cave. I think this will come in around, you know, 8-4, 8-4-3, something like that. The deal will get done, and he'll get a full no-move clause, and I'm skeptical that he'll score 40 goals next year or ever again, and I am not as skeptical but cautiously pessimistic that this is going to be another Johansson Duchesne where 3 years into this, it's like, oh, God. I hope it's not, but I do feel that there's a legitimate possibility that that's the case. Hope I'm wrong about that, but I am not worried at all that they're not going to re-sign him. In fact, right now, honestly, I'm worried they're going to give him too much. That's where I'm sitting on this. If he says that he has to go to 8.5 and the Predators are offering less than 8.5 and it's only a couple hundred thousand dollars, but you're getting your full no-move clause on it, take the deal. And if you don't want to take the deal, then go. But this whole thing about just constantly just this back and forth of, oh, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. Enough. Let's take your phone. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. We touched on this yesterday. Apparently, I saw a quote somewhere. David Poile has given the full no-move clause or has offered the full no-move clause. But you really can't tell people that you don't do this stuff anymore when you do 3 and 4 years. You really can't.
I think after this, you can no longer say that you don't do it.
So I do wonder about this quote unquote full no move. And if you're getting that, what? I mean, we'll get to that. Stillman and Company, 615-737-1025 if you want to weigh in. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Those are my guys. They take great care of my home, and they will do the exact same for you. And they have been taking care of my home for years, and I promise that they can do the exact same and that you will absolutely love it when you have Hiller taking care of your home. Hiller is celebrating the home of the free all July long with special deals for customers. And this month only, take advantage of a free whole home surge protector and interest-free financing for 12 months with the purchase of a new whole home generator. Free programmable thermostat and interest-free financing for up to 48 months on select new HVAC units, a free water sensor leak detector, and interest-free financing for 12 months when you buy a new tankless water heater. All of these purchases come with a free Happy Healer Club membership. Their work is backed by the Happy You'll Be Your Services Free Guarantee. And these deals are only happening in July. So customers should call as soon as possible. That's right. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Proud supporters of the Nashville Predators, the Tennessee Volunteers, and the Vanderbilt Commodores. Those are my friends at Hiller. Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Is there anything we need to know about concerning Philip Forsberg here in Nashville? Is there any new news that could be coming down the pike here sometime today or in the very, very near future, in your opinion?
Well, I just think, look, like you guys know my opinion. I really thought that they were going to – this was going to come down to this week or next week, and I really believe there was a path to get it done. So far, I'm 1-for-2. I was right about Letang. I thought that one was going to get done. I thought there was a decent chance Kemper would stay. Obviously, that's not happening. It was not decent enough. I think that what has happened here is they're not far apart, but it's just not been as easy to close. I still think at the end of the day, I think there's still a path to get it done between Forsberg and the Predators. But I will say this. This has been harder than I thought. I think it's been harder than everyone thought. And I always worry about the emotion in times like this. I think if cooler heads prevail, this works out. And I still see a path to a deal. But there's no question it's been harder than everybody thought.
There you go. That was Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet live in Montreal, where, again, the draft is tonight. Draft show. Willie, Chris Mason, and Robbie Stanley will be breaking that down for you at 6 o'clock after we get off the air. But, you know, I guess this is just harder than people thought, Elliot said. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, man. Now, I understand agents have jobs to do, and I get that. But this is what David Poile said yesterday. I think this is NHL.com. This is what David Poile said yesterday when it came to the full no movement clause, that he went on the record and said that he's given Philip Forsberg in the negotiation. This is from, I believe, NHL.com. Poile said Forsberg's contract will include both a no movement clause and a no trade clause if he re-signs with the Predators. Quote, "We don't love doing that," David said, "but Forsberg has made that part of the negotiations and that will be part of the contract. The holdup," Poile said, "is about money, because Nashville is the only team that can offer Forsberg an 8-year contract." So, and we've already known that for forever, and that's nothing new. So I'm thinking about this just and trying to do this without my emotion or anything else, like 30,000-foot view. David Poile has already gotten taken to the absolute cleaners mm-hmm. on this contract. I mean, even if it's low eights, like let's say it's 8.25. And again, I have to tell you, I feel like people are either team guys or they're player guys when it comes to being in the media. Oh, yeah, they should pay Derrick Henry $100 million every year because that's what Derrick's worth to the team. And it's like, huh? And then there's other guys that are like, you signed that contract, so you should play for that $4 million contract on your rookie deal. And I'm somewhere in the middle.
I think that you kind of have to look at it on a case-by-case basis. Not everything is pro-player. Not everything is pro-team.
Let's just say 8.25, like the midday show was talking
okay.
about. I also was laughing because they were basically talking about how Forsberg wasn't that good of a player. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, he's not good enough to be a $9 or $10 million guy. And I'm
well,
like,
they're not wrong. He's had a 140-goal season.
I know. I'm just not used to hearing that.
It's
so
refreshing.
So 8.25, and I love those guys, 8.25 times 8 equals 66 divided by 7 equals 9.4. So even if they're offering 8.25 and a full no move, that equals on a 7-year deal, which somebody else can pay you, that equals 9.4 million. And I get it, because Forsberg's probably thinking to himself that, well, I'm not going to make $1.2 million in that last 8th year, even if I'm still in the league at that point. Fine. But going into the season, if the Nashville Predators had offered 8-for-8 with a full no move, he would have taken it. He would not have played last season without a contract if he was being offered 8-for-8 with a full no move. So you've already won. Like, you've won the deal. And I get the fan sentiment of he had a great season and he should be rewarded for the great season. I think he is being rewarded for the great season. I think this deal is more than fair if it includes a full no move. I think it's more than fair. In fact, I wouldn't want to give it to him. Like, even if it is 8-2-5, I wouldn't want to give it to him because I just don't think he's worth a full no move. But we always knew the whole time that once they didn't trade him at the trade deadline that they were
going to have to overpay for
him. Were going to have. And this is just such a taken to the cleaners move. And again, I'm not trying to be some team Bobo that's like, how dare he not take this deal? But just looking at it from 30,000 feet, like, dude, they're offering you 8 years with a full no move.
At a very handsome price if we're going to go to 8-2-5. I understand if he wants 8-5 instead of 8-2-5, but are we really going to split hairs here?
And that's where I think the hang-up in these negotiations are.
And I understand that $250,000 isn't only a little bit of money. I understand that. But when you're talking about the difference of 8-2-5 and 8-5, it's silly to still be having these conversations.
That's where, again, looking at it from 30,000 feet, if I was a moderator here, I would side with the Predators. And I would say, like, dude, you don't like this? If you don't like 8, and what do we think they're offering? Because I think they're offering 8-4. If you don't like 8-4 over 8 years with a full no move, go somewhere else. Like, I'm telling you right now, and I will just say this about all sports, very rarely is one guy that important to a team. Like, that one guy is the end-all, be-all of that team. Very rarely in team sports. Football, the quarterback, you can argue that. You can say in football that Aaron Rodgers is that important to the Green Bay Packers. But basketball, how many guys are that singularly important to their team? How did LeBron's team do this year?
Not great.
How did Kevin Durant's team do this year?
Not great.
Who are the two best players in basketball?
Kevin Durant and LeBron James.
Okay, so like the one guy thing. Like, Golden State finished third this year. Why? Because Klay didn't play most of the season. So then you get Klay back in there, and oh, wow, all of our pieces are in the right place, and now we're the champions. And I think, honestly, Golden State very clearly is the best team in basketball. Okay. I don't think it was like one of those things where, you know, if they had played better on this certain day, I felt like they pretty much dominated every series they played. And that's my point about this. I don't think Philip Forsberg's that important. And so they need to act like it. And they need to say, like, dude, if you don't want to take it, if the 8 millions, whatever it is, 8-2, 8-3, 8-4, 8-5, I don't care. If that and a full no move is not good enough for you, then go somewhere else.
But I'm sure Philip Forsberg's camp is not taking the approach of, we're going to approach this very conservatively because you're really not that good. No, they're looking at it like the Predators have already offered, let's say 8-4 and a full no move. So they're already offering you all of this. What's going to stop them from offering 8-5 or 8-6?
That's what this is.
That's what exactly
they've already
what it
taken
is.
It to the cleaners. They want to take them even more.
Because the Predators are looking at it like, what more do you want? And Philip Forsberg's camp is looking at it like, look at everything you've already offered and you'll offer me more if I continue to
of
hold
course. Out. Of course. And that's because David is not a great general manager. Like, this whole thing has been handled so poorly. It has been handled from the beginning so horrendously bad. I mean, I cannot explain to you how, if I was Bill Haslam and I was watching how the year of this negotiation has transpired, I would have zero confidence in my general manager. Like, that's how bad these, whether it was, you know, what he was saying at training camp when he got there and what it meant for your team and then how you kept him at the trade deadline and you did it, traded a second round pick. You know, tonight's the draft, so not that I care about the players they pick in the draft because these guys won't play for 3 years, but I was reading through their picks. It's not just Roman Josi they picked in the second round. You know who their best prospect is right now other than the goalie?
Who?
Evangelista, second-round pick. Luke Evangelista, second-round pick. Shea Weber, second-round pick.
Jeremy Lozon,
so,
second-round pick.
Again, like if I was Bill Haslam and I was watching how these negotiations were going on, I'd be like, man, I can't wait till I get full control of this thing. And he is out. But that's neither here nor there. This is right here and now. If you're talking about the difference between $200,000 a year, but no matter where else you go, you don't get another year. You don't get one more year.
And you also probably don't get a no move.
And maybe you get like a no move somewhere, but I don't think there's a single team out there that values Philip Forsberg more than the Nashville Predators do. I don't think, and the Predators are an organization that is run with their warm and fuzzies. And I keep going back to this because I watched it in live time. The Braves are an analytically driven team. That guy, the general manager they have, and he's a good general manager, but the general manager they have, like if the computer says don't do it, he's not going to do it. And on Freeman, it was like, we think 5 years. We want six. Five. Six. Five. We're offering five. Five, 130. We think we're worth five more than that. 6 years and more than that. Five. Well, we think, you know, we can get the Dodgers involved in this. We get five. And finally, at the end, they offered 5 years, $140 million. And the difference between 5 years and $140 million and 6 years, $160 million with $50 million in deferred money is absolutely negligible. And they got so drawn into this that they ended up taking the six-year offer because we can't not have this. And if J.P. Barrie's going to play that game, if J.P. Barrie would play that game with me, I would say, J.P., you've gotten everything you want in this deal. But we're not doing anything more than this. Do you think Poile has the guts to do that?
Does he have the guts to do it, or has he already done it? And has he already done it? Absolutely not. And if he hasn't already done it, then that makes me think that he probably doesn't have the guts to do it.
What makes you think he hasn't said? What makes you think he hasn't said to Barrie, "This is it"?
Because then I think a deal would have been signed. Because enough has been offered with a no move, and whether it's 8-2-5 or 8-4, whatever it is, that's enough. And if Poile goes to J.P. Barrie and says, "No more,"
if you're done, if Poile gives J.P. Barrie until 7 o'clock tonight to get a deal done. Because the draft's tonight, you can still trade his rights.
Yeah.
And then somebody else can give him an eighth year. If Poile goes to J.P. Barrie and says 7 o'clock tonight, do you think the deal gets signed right now?
Probably so.
Ian, what do you think?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
If Poile goes to J.P. Barrie and says, sign tonight by 7 or we're trading before the draft, do you think that they make the trade? Do you think they sign the deal right then and there?
At what number?
I don't know, 8-2, 8-3, 8-4, 8-5, somewhere around there with a full no move.
I'm not convinced of that for some reason.
I don't think J.P. Barrie is going to blow that.
But if Poile says we are not offering anything else, then why would that give J.P. Barrie any idea to think that the Predators could bend or break and offer anything more?
I mean, because I think that word on the street is you can pick David up, shake out the coin. But that's the problem.
It's a Poile thing that he's not putting his foot down or has a history of not putting his foot down. That's the problem here. Because if Poile went up to him and said, absolutely, positively not, no more, this is the offer, you have until 7 o'clock, I'm sure J.P. Barrie would say, all right, Phil, you got a pen because we're signing.
Philip Forsberg is going to be the third player in the history of the Nashville Predators to get a full no movement clause. Philip Forsberg might be in the top 10 of best Preds players of all time. Like over the last 25 years, David's been doing this. Forsberg, at his best, might be a top 10. You know, might be, because he's certainly not Shea Weber, Roman Josi, or Pecorine, and two of those guys had no moves. I mean, I would argue P.K. Subban, at his best, was a better player. I mean, we could go down the list, but I would say he probably is a top 10 player in the history of the franchise, but I just don't think the league views him as positively as the Predators do. And I think J.P. Barrie's got to know that. So with that, we'll get into your phones on it, 615-737-1025. Plus, Elliot Freeman mentions the teams that Philip Forsberg might be able to go to if he hits the market. We'll touch on those coming up next. FanDuel Sportsbook is my official sportsbook app. Step up to the tee and take a swing betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet the tour with a no-sweat first bet. And if you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back in free bets. I tell you, there's a lot of great golfers out there. And Rory right now got some hot comments, so I'd be looking at him. Use your no-sweat bet on any players you like to win outright or finish in the top 20 or win head-to-head or even more. They got great promotions every day. It's a safe and secure app, and you get paid fast. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook and my official sportsbook app. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using the promo code JGM to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official betting operator of the PGA Tour, Promo code JGM. 21 and older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days and restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Elliot, we've been speculating this. If the offer that has been reported, and David Boyle said it himself, the low eights. So let's say it's somewhere around 8.25 with a full no-trade clause where you get the advantages of being in Nashville and the tax situation you're in.
Yeah,
it looks like realistically somebody would have to go to 9.5 or more to beat that. So who are the teams in your mind? Who are the teams in your mind that could do that?
Well, I think it comes to who's willing to clear room. Like, basically, if New Jersey does the Brinket, they're out. So that leaves Philadelphia. That leaves Seattle. Off the top of my head, that can do it, no problem. But the other thing I think you have to remember is that if Philip Forsberg goes on the market, he's a 40-goal scorer. There's going to be teams that you look at and say, they can't do it, they can't do it, they can't do it. But someone's going to say, we're going to try to do it. Like, 40-goal scorers do not become available that often. So I don't think you should necessarily look. Like, look, the obvious cap teams that could do it now that I think would, I mean, Seattle would be foremost. I think Philly would try it. But you have to recognize that there will be teams out there you look and say, oh, they can't afford it. They'll work to do it. And the other thing don't forget is in the summer you can go 10% over the salary.
There you go. That was Elliot Friedman on Darren Donick and Chase earlier today. New Jersey, Seattle, Philadelphia.
Doesn't sound like anywhere that I want to live.
Go enjoy it. Go enjoy. Here's Philip Forsberg. He's a 40-goal scorer for the first time in his career. Philadelphia gives him $9 million a year, and he's not getting a full no move, I would assume, from those teams. But let's just say Philadelphia gives you $9 million a year. So you're going to Philadelphia, the rudest, roughest, toughest market in America, on a crap team coached by John Tortorella. You want to do that?
I wouldn't.
So I will say
this. But also, I wouldn't want to go to Philadelphia, just like A.J. Brown wanted to go to Philadelphia because it was the principle of it all. Because they were offering more money, quote, unquote, more money.
I don't think Forsberg's that stupid. You know what I mean? Like the AJ thing about the, I want $80 million guaranteed.
Well, the AJ thing was an ego thing, that he wanted to have the respect of having the number attached to him.
I know, which is,
I don't think Forsberg wants that.
Which again, like,
it's all about
I understand what he wanted or whatever, but that's not smart.
No, it's not smart.
And it goes, again, the Freddie Freeman, I want 6 years, not 5 years.
Okay, well, look how much he's enjoying LA.
So I would say that this is my whole point about this, which is there's a part of me. And I was mad at the Braves when they didn't re-sign Freddie Freeman. I love Freddie Freeman. Like, I got my dad for Father's Day. I got him one of those World Series rings. And you had to pick, like, a player. And I picked Freddie Freeman. And I love Freddie Freeman. And I was mad when he didn't return. But there's a little part of me that's kind of enjoying the fact that he overplayed his hand and that he's freaking miserable about it. And with Forsberg, Seattle sucks. Philly sucks. New Jersey sucks. Those places take way more out of your check than Nashville. It's more expensive to live in all of them than it is here. I'm sure your country music girlfriend would just freaking love Seattle. So you know what? If you want to go do this, go do it. They're offering you a full no move. And I am not some local team Bobo. I mean, I can't wait till the day that we change general managers and coaches around here. But I'm also a realist. And this is where I think Poyle is. And so J.P. Barrie is going to all the insiders, knowing he's got a week to try to see if he can, you know, shake out a little bit more money out of Poyle to just make Poyle feel more secure. And this is why it is taking so long. Let's go to your phones. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What do we have?
One texter texts in and says, if the Forsberg deal isn't signed by the time the draft starts, then I say he is fair game to be traded during the draft.
I mean, I think Forsberg is not going anywhere. I think if it's anything to me, that these 11th hour, it's just so, you know, we just don't know. I think that is each side trying to scare the other side. I think this is all about trying to scare the other side. That, you know, he could leave. That's why David Poyle told everybody that he's got, that they've offered a full no move. Because
to
I think
save
it,
himself.
I think it does change the scenario of, like, if I'm one of these teams, if I'm Seattle, And I'm like, to sign this guy, I got to give him a full no move over 8 years. He's never played as well as he played last year. What was the analytics, the rating that they put out at The Athletic about Forsberg, where it was like his GSVA was like 0.2 and 1.1 and 3.5. And I'm going to give 8 years full trade protection for that.
And then the projected GSVA in the next 5 to 10 years just significantly got worse.
And the bigger problem for me with Forsberg is that, honestly, I think the full no move's too much now. To be completely honest with you, if you had told me entering training camp last year, Forsberg's going to have a great walk-year deal, which a lot of guys have great walk-year deals. I've watched Dansby Swanson strike out so many times over the last 6 years.
Dansby Swanson is balling.
And he's going to start in the All-Star game this year. Oh, and he's a free agent.
Interesting.
I've seen it all. So I've seen this before, especially when the guy walks in there and's like, I'm just going to play really hard this year. It's like, okay. So to be honest, a full 8 year no move, that's too rich for me. If you had told me at the beginning of the year, Forsberg's going to have his best season, he's going to play great, you're not going to get past the first round, and you're going to have to give him 8.4 and a full no move over 8 years, I'd be like, trade him. Trade him. But then again, I have a lot of philosophical differences with what all's going on anyway, so who knows. What else we got?
Andrew texts in and says, Poile is way too big of a coward to actually stand up to a player in negotiations. His deals have sucked terribly for a decade, and we're still acting surprised by it.
Okay, so since the Predators got themselves out of the poverty group, you know, before, you have to look at David Poile's first 15 years as general manager of this team and almost kind of ignore it because they were operating, you know, on a significant budget. Now, they've been, for probably the last 10 years, they've probably been, ever since they paid the Shea Weber money, they have been, you know, a full, legitimate, we got the money, whatever. I'm trying to think of what deals they got scared out of or bullied out of. To be fair to Poile, and you all know me, I'm not the biggest Poile guy in the world, but to be fair to Poile, when did he completely acquiesce and bend the knee for a player? I think the no move for Josi, I think that was bending the knee for the player. Other than that, I mean, Ellis, they got a discount and not a no move, and they traded, though I think Poile should have seen the writing on the wall with Ellis's injuries and size. I'm trying to think, to be fair to Poile, I'm not sure he's gotten worked by too many players. Johansson, the 8 years over $8 million, the problem with that was they didn't have a choice. When they traded Seth Jones for Johansson, they were going to have to sign him, and Johansson knew it. So I'm not going to blame – I blame Poile for trading for a player that John Tortorella absolutely hated and not protecting himself at least a little bit in that regard, but I don't blame Poile for that bad contract. The Matt Duchene thing I blame Poile for, but I blame that more as an evaluation thing than I blame him for – giving Matt Duchene a contract because Duchene took less money to come here. So I got to back Poile on that one. I don't think Poile is afraid of the players. What's next?
Another texture says, there's a part of me that hopes they don't re-sign Philip Forsberg because then we can actually rebuild, which we already need to be doing, and it gives the Predators a lot more options.
Boy, I tell you, it kills me when I look at, like, and the draft, like, all these things are little lottery tickets, right? Mm-hmm. Even in all the sports, they're all lottery tickets. There were four rounds of the draft, excuse me, during COVID in 2020 for baseball. And so each team got four picks, or maybe five if you had, you know, something or another. But they got four picks in 2020. The Braves' fourth pick is this guy I've never heard of. His name's Spencer Strider. He is now throwing like 102 miles an hour as a starter. Jeez. And I think he's like setting records that go back to 1900. Jeez. So all these little things are lottery tickets, right? All these draft picks. Now, some are better than others, but they're all little lottery tickets. And I was looking through their draft history over the years today, and there's things like Matthias Ekholm in the fourth round, or Victor Arvidsson in the fourth round, or Roman Josi in the second round. And you look and you're like, Calvin Pickert or whatever, the goalie that sucked, he was in the first round and Josi was in the second round. So you never know about these kind of things. And all of the picks, all the little lottery tickets over the years that the Predators have passed on, whether it was keeping Craig Smith and Granlund at the deadline in 2020, whether it was keeping Granlund at the deadline last year and Howla and those guys, whether it was last season, obviously Forsberg is the one that comes to mind. But we just constantly, all the time, they've had the opportunity that if they had really invested in trying to reset, I would have to think that they'd have so many lottery tickets that one of these would have broken through just, you know, by luck of the draw, that one of these would have been, you know, a high-end player. You'd still have Yossi, you'd still have Saros, you'd still have essentially the core of your team. And the chances are you could be similar to the team you are now with a couple of young players either on the way up or already in. And they haven't done any of that. And eventually they're going to have to do that. But he's never going to do it because he's cup chasing, because he's 72. And I doubt that when Bill Haslam takes control of this team, he's going to be the general manager. So that does that drives me up a wall. More of your phone, 615-737-1025. And I do have an NHL draft thought that I want to get to as well. 615-737-1025. Speaking of the NFL, TD will be stopping by here at 3 o'clock. Join us tonight at 6 for Draft Night in Smashville, live from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. Robbie Stanley, Willie Donick, Chris Mason will break down the draft and what's next for the Predators. Stillman and Company on 102.5 The Game.
Just to clarify that, if you aren't able to sign him,
does that make you think a deeper rebuild is necessary?
No, I like where we're going and the changes that we've made. We've gone from, you know, one of the oldest teams in the league to one of the youngest teams in the league. I think we've made some hard decisions on some of the more veteran players, the guys specifically that were with us in our cup run and in the President's Trophy, Ellis and Arvidsson, for example, plus others. And just as I just said there, there's nine players remaining that were on our roster when John, you know, first took over. So I think and feel that we're going in the right direction in terms of putting these younger players on our team, like Carrier and Fabro, are getting more ice time. And we made a change from Pekarinen to Saros. We've now signed Askarov, who is a goalie of the future. We've worked in Trenin on a more regular basis, and he was part of the herd line. Tanner Chenault gets 24 goals this past year in the running for the Rookie of the Year. We need some other guys to step up. A couple of guys had tough years, Cunning and Tolvin, and probably didn't live up to their expectations. And to be successful, you need everybody. So we have holes in our lineup for sure that we need to get better and improve. But I think we're on the right track to get in there.
There you go. That was David Poile. So tonight, the draft, we'll have it starting at 6 o'clock. And I mean this with all due respect. The NHL draft just does not do it for me. Like, the actual picking of the players. Now, if they had the number one or two pick, then I would
care.
That'd
be fun.
But the 17th pick is not going to play for the Predators this year. But I say it with this little asterisk. I think they might trade the 17th pick tonight. They may go get another veteran player. Because David Poile is old. And he is not going to sit around. It's obvious, no matter what he says. He told Gentry Estes that, you know, he's going to do whatever's in the best interest of the Predators and not in the best interest of David Poile. It's obvious that that's not true. So, I think they made the first trade already. You make the second trade tonight, the 17th pick. You get a guy. You got your cap space. Another team can clear some cap space with that trade so that they can go sign somebody in free agency. They need another top six forward. So, I'll be keeping my eye on that. But as far as, like, breaking down, the Athletic has a mock draft. Greg Wyshynski has a mock draft. Pass.
I mean, compared to the NFL draft, where I will read every single new mock draft that comes out from every single NFL draft guru, it's just delayed gratification for the NHL draft for me.
Oh, the NHL draft.
It's like, okay, great. The Predators or whoever picked this guy.
You need to draft
guy,
good players.
We'll
but...
see you in 5 years. Yeah, I mean, the draft is important, absolutely. Just in terms of my own entertainment value, I'm good.
No juice.
Yeah.
Like, it's on ESPN tonight. You're going to watch it?
Maybe. It's not appointment viewing for me.
To me, the NHL draft is perfect for Twitter. Like, Twitter's bad for a lot of things. I think it's good for this. Now, if the Predators make a trade, might be a flip on the TV. Let's get in some of your phones before TD. 615-737-1025. What do we have?
Mitch checks in and says, I've been on the Forsberg side for most of these discussions, but if he thinks he's worth more than 8 for 8 with a full new movement clause, let him go find it.
Well, I'm telling you right now that they think they're worth more than 8 for 8 on a full no move. And I... You know, the full no move, it, to me, that is an added, that I'm not going to say changes the negotiation.
I think it does.
But there's a difference between his 8 for 8 and Ryan Johansson's 8 for 8, where Ryan Johansson could be put on a list and taken by Seattle for free and has no say in anything. Ryan Johansson could be waived and somebody can claim him. They wouldn't, but he could be. And there's a big difference there. And I do think that's why David Poyle, you know, now they're just playing the, they're playing the media, they're playing the fans, they're playing, you know, this low eights is like, low eights? That is to play the fans and play the heartstrings, and the no movement clause is to play the fans and play the heartstrings, and that's what they're doing. What's next?
Another text for Texan says, trade Philip Forsberg, trade the first round pick, and trade Cunnan.
So this Cunnan thing is interesting because I love Willie, but I heard Willie talking about how the Predators just can't let Luke Cunnan go for nothing. And I'm like,
why not?
Well, I mean, he freaking sucks. Like, I mean, he freaking sucks. If the Predators were to, let's say, redo the expansion list, like everybody could redo their expansion list right now, from last year, the Predators easily would have protected Colton Sissons over protecting Luke Cunnan. They easily probably would have had to protect Matt Duchene over Philip Myers. Like, that's easy. Like, that is, Cunnan stinks. So if Cunnan never plays a second again for the Nashville Predators, I'll be okay with it. Now, I don't know, because he did look like he might not be a bad player. How much of his stinkage is the coach's fault, I think, is at least worth discussing, but he stunk.
But if
enough on Cunnan.
If we're getting dangerously close to the Predators letting Philip Forsberg walk for nothing.
They're not.
They're not going to, but let's just operate under the conditions that they might. Then I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that Luke Cunnan would walk for nothing.
I mean, I don't understand this idea. Like, I've heard Willie bring up multiple times about, don't you think you could get a pick for Cunnan? And I'm like, no.
I mean,
he sucks.
Maybe you could.
No, he sucks. Like, he sucks.
That's
so
not my top priority, is getting something
him,
in return for Luke Cunnan.
Unless you could trade with yourself, and then maybe you would give yourself a second round pick for him. But
well, I don't think that's
Luke Cunnan sucks. Like, he sucked last year. I mean, I cannot say that word enough. He was awful.
He was not good.
He's a penalty machine. He's zero offense. The coach, for some reason, just absolutely feels like he has to play him in the top six because the coach stinks. I mean, I cannot wait till the day that they replace him with a good player. 615-737-1025. TD is up next. Treylon Burks pulls maybe an Isaiah Wilson, pulls maybe an A.J. Brown. What does TD think of that, and what Chris Sanders had to say about when he's ready to hit the panic button on Treylon Burks? We'll get to that coming up next right here on 102.5 The Game.